Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and joining me in studio today, we have three very special guests from around the globe, our brothers and sisters in Christ from around the globe. And so we'll go around the room and introduce them and hear their stories as well. Joining me in studio today, Christine Uko from Kenya. Good morning, Christine.
Morning.
It's very good to have you in studio here today.
Thank you.
And also joining me in studio, Reverend Amos Belay. He's president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia. Good morning, Pastor Belay.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to have you here today.
I'm glad to be here.
And Reverend Stanish Stanley, a pastor from India Evangelical Lutheran Church. Good morning, Pastor Stanley.
Good morning to you too, sir.
Good to have you back as a guest here.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm interested in hearing your stories. What brought you to the United States and working with this partner church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? I'm interested in hearing from you what brings you here. So we'll start with Pastor Stanley.
Well, I belong to the India Evangelical Lutheran Church, as you rightly mentioned. I am here as a student at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. I'm doing my PhD in historical theology. So I'm researching the area concerning Lutheran mission in South India in the early part of the 20th century, and what really happened in that interaction between the Western-informed missionary and especially the subaltern Indians who came into the Lutheran Church.
And how will your studies here help you when you return home?
Well, one of the most important benefits that I get is basically being within a Lutheran community. Mm-hmm. It is very important for us because when we go back, we also realize that we are representing the entire understanding of what Lutheranism really means. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that for many of our people, they have a lot of nostalgia, a lot of remembrances of what the LCMS missionaries did for them. And coming from the same place as St. Louis, many of them who came there, the people would definitely have that kind of an attachment and also would ask stories of us as to what really, you know, what is this place like, mm-hmm. what really happens there. So it's an opportunity for us to share what Lutheranism really means for people here in America, because we have a first-hand account of seeing and being there. The other thing is definitely the theology. The learning that we receive over here at Concordia Seminary and the opportunities that we receive to commune with other Lutheran members here in the LCMS, taking those stories back and sharing it with our people, making them realize, and also sharing with them the fact that we as IELC Lutherans, who are basically the daughter church of the LCMS, still have that connection with their Lutheran brothers and sisters back home here in the United States.
Pastor Belay, what brings you here to the to St. Louis, Missouri? What brings you to the United States and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis?
Well, especially at this particular time, I would say I came basically to study for leadership program, mm-hmm. especially being the leader of the Church of Liberia, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia. So I thought, of course, there are many who believe that leaders are born, but I also believe that leaders can be made. Mm-hmm. And so I thought serving as the leader of the Church of Liberia, it would be very important to come and study a course that has to do with leadership, and that is this Doctor of Ministry program. You know, you have the mission route, but I'm basically studying pastoral leadership. And I must admit, I have been able to learn a lot of things that I did not know before, which I believe will help me to become a better leader of my country, a leader who will serve and not just a leader who will rule over the people. You know, those are really some important things I'm studying. And also from my own background, where I was a Pentecostal type of believer and became a Lutheran in the Republic of Guinea, as I studied the confessions of the church and came to really realize that we are saved by grace through faith alone in Jesus Christ. It just made a lot of sense to me because I came to realize that of my own, I could have never come to faith, but by the Holy Spirit, He brought me to faith. And I started studying just the Luther Small Catechism. I saw a lot of biblical truth, and that made not only me, but my entire congregation in Liberia became Lutheran. So you know, the congregation I was heading was not a Lutheran congregation, but the entire congregation became Lutheran as we started studying the Word of God from a Lutheran, with a Lutheran eye, I would say. Mm-hmm. And so here, I am here in the United States studying at the Concordia Seminary, which I believe is very, very helpful to my leadership with the church in Liberia.
Very good. And Christine Uko from Kenya, tell us about what brings you here to the United States, to St. Louis and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
First of all, I would like to extend my sincere appreciation for my sponsors who have actually made this possible for me to be here in the United States. I'm currently at the Concordia Seminary in the Master of Deacon Studies, and having come from some different disciplines, like I've done psychology and sociology. I was also in the civil engineering field. I've come to realize that there's a gap that I need to fill. So sometimes I talk with them about self-esteem, and it doesn't make sense to me. So I realized that theology is one important thing that I have to bring in, to incorporate whatever I've learned before, so that I will be able to help people holistically.
How will your studies here at Concordia Seminary help you? How will they serve you and those around you when you return home?
Personally, I have an interest in empowering women. Mm-hmm. And not just women, but women in the church and the community. You realize that in my country, women are the marginalized group in Kenya, and they face a lot of challenges, one of which I think having her, after having my theological education at the seminary, I think I'll be able to help in the spiritual care of women, which is one thing that is very important.
Very much so. Very much so. Spiritual care for all people, all of God's children, is important. But we are very blessed to have deaconesses and the deaconess program here, and blessed to have students like you who are coming here to study with our fellow students and learn how to bring the mercy of Jesus into their own communities. Very good. I want to hear about the partner churches where in your home, in your homeland. I'd like to hear about Reverend Stanley. You shared about the India Evangelical Lutheran Church being a daughter church of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod from early missionaries. Tell us a little bit more about India Evangelical Lutheran Church today.
Well, the India Evangelical Lutheran Church is, as I said, yes, it is born out of the fruits of the LCMS missionaries working, and I would kind of also stress this, working in sync or working in connection and together with my forefathers back home in India. So in many places, it was the locals who went and invited the Lutheran missionaries to come and work amongst them, because they wanted to hear the gospel. They wanted to hear the liberating word of the gospel, free them from their, not only from their sins, but also in many ways from their existential real life issues that they had, and they drew a lot of strength from that. Even today, the work of the IELC, India Evangelical Lutheran Church, is very much directed in those directions. It has a very strong confessional, or a strong liturgical kind of emphasis based on what the Lutheran missionaries through the LCMS taught them. We have a Concordia Seminary in Nagarkoil in the southern part of India, which trains its pastors and its laity to carry out church functions and also mission activities. We have churches, we have maybe around 150 or 160 ordained clergy, and we have three synods One is in Ambur. All are situated on the southern tip of India. So one is in Ambur in a Tamil language speaking area. The second one is right at the tip where the Concordia Seminary is, Nagarkoil, which is also Tamil speaking. And then where I come from, that is the Malayalam speaking on the southwestern coast of India, in Trivandrum. So these are the three areas where the church is predominantly located. Mainly based, the activities of the IELC is based on definitely reaching out and providing spiritual nurture and care to their own members. But also we have mission sites where the church seeks actively to propagate the gospel, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Many other activities, including we have deaconess work, we have other youth work, Sunday schools, and all these kind of activities which the IELC kind of does from time to time regularly through the church year.
President Belay, you shared with us a little bit about your congregation back home and the transformation that happened there. What can you share with us about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia, the history there and where you are today?
Well, basically, the church in Liberia, of course, we were blessed to have a Liberian by the name of Ben Dennis, who is now Ben Dennis the Late, one of the well-educated Liberian, I would say, at the time, because he became a professor. He came over to the United States and studied and became even professor at the Flint, Michigan State University. And at the same time, he became a board member of the LCMF. So he realized that the LCMF was really a church teaching the truth of God's word, and so invited them in my country, Liberia. And so LCMF sent missionaries to start up the work in Liberia alongside the effort of Lutheran Bible Translations. And that was in 1978. But unfortunately, we had a terrible civil war that drove many people into exile or into refugees' homes across the borders. And like I earlier mentioned, that's where I became a Lutheran. And but basically, in Liberia today, people have returned home. There is now peace. In fact, we had the first female president in all of Africa, and that is Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. And so today we have peace in Liberia, and because of that peace, God is being so good to us that the church is growing. We can go across towns and villages spreading the truth of God's word. But importantly, most important of all, is the fact that we have the truth of God's word, which is confessions. And I like to refer to it as something that many people today have thrown away confessions, and I believe confession does matter. You go in churches today, you never hear people, you know, even saying the Apostles' Creed or even the Lord's Prayer. And because of that, we have a lot of false teachings going on today. I believe if people would realize that confessions matter, you know, we wouldn't have people who do not believe in the Trinity, because if you believe in the Apostles' Creed, you believe in the Trinity. And so today, you know, you have a lot of cults that no longer believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you go in churches, you hear all sort of false teachings, and people are talking about prosperity gospel, you know, whereas we believe that God is so good, He wants us to prosper, but that should not be the purpose of our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, we should be thankful to God for giving us His Son, Jesus Christ, who came and died and redeemed us from our sin. It's not just about material prosperity. And the fact that we are saved in Jesus Christ, that should be the purpose for us to rejoice and be able to extend His forgiveness to many who do not know Him. There are many across Liberia who do not know Him. And today we are blessed to have up to 137 congregations across Liberia in towns and villages where we are sharing God's word of His redeeming love and grace. But also we thank God for the work of mercy, which is being extended even by the LCMF to our country. Like, we had refugees come from AfriCoof and through the Lutheran World Relief, LCMS Lutheran World Relief, you know, they were able to assist us with thousands of dollars, and we provided for those refugees by providing clothing and food for them. So along with that, we were able to share with them God's word of love and forgiveness. I particularly remember a man who said, in my country, in Ivory Coast, people always ask, have you seen God? But now I can say, yes, I have seen God, because I see him sharing his love and care for us here as refugees. He said, since we came to Liberia, no one else cares about us, but the church cares, and the church is at our door. The church is concerned, you know. And so as we go out, even like the Lutheran Malaria Initiative program, helping people out in our country, trying to educate people about how they can get rid of malaria and things like that. So sharing God's word along with an act of mercy, I think, is a very important thing. And the partnership with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is also assisting and greatly enabling us to achieve that in Liberia. And so the church continue to grow in towns and villages, and we just praise God. We have over 200 pastors across Liberia, and they want to study God's word. We have faithful brothers who come from the United States, from LCMF congregation. They come over and help host workshop. Right now, as we speak, we have Deaconess Grace Rout, who is having a workshop with the women of Liberia. So a lot more is happening, and we just rejoice in our partnership with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
That's encouraging to hear, and I can only say amen to that. Well, coming up in a little bit, we'll hear Christine as well. We'll hear her story about her life in the church in Kenya. So stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
God said, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of Concordia University is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At CUW, students living by the motto, Inspiration in Action, can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, offers excellence in Christian education. Professors at all six schools teach ethics and values, and students demonstrate service to society during their years in school and in God's world. Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin also has 10 accelerated adult learning centers, including one in St. Louis. CUW strives to increase their international student population with 8 global MBA locations and an e-learning option. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit CUW.edu. That's CUW.edu.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us today. Joining us in studio today, we're talking with Reverend Stanish Stanley from India Evangelical Lutheran Church, Reverend Amos Bolay. He's the president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia, and also Christine Uko. She is a deaconess student here at Concordia Seminary from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya. Christine, tell us a little bit about your church back home, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya.
I think Lutheranism is one good thing that has ever happened to Kenyans. Mm-hmm. For one thing, is for the reason that it purely teaches the pure gospel of God, and the partnership that we have with the LCMS is just too wonderful. The outreach that it does to the community is marvelous. We've experienced a lot of benefits from the LCMS, mm-hmm. in as far as taking care of women, widows, and orphans is concerned. I think it has done a very good job in reaching out to the orphans and the widows in the country. As you realize that our country is really hit by this pandemic of HIV/AIDS, and that is where the LCMS has really come, it chipped in to help us so much.
Having that partnership with your brothers and sisters in Christ in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, it sounds like it's been very helpful. So much so that you've come here to study in the deaconess studies and other studies. It sounds like you'll also be studying in another field here as well in the United States, studying social work. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm enrolled in dual master's degree, deaconess studies, master's in deaconess studies and social work at St. Louis University.
So when you go back to Kenya, you'll have the opportunity to continue and this work that you were talking about of caring for women and children and outreach and education about health in your community.
Hopefully, when I finish school, I'd like to go back to Kenya and continue with the work that the LCMS is doing and be quite of good help to my community, especially to the women. Right now, we only have like a seminary that we don't have women going for master's degrees in social in deaconess studies. So I think that will be a good thing after finishing my school, so that I can be one of the teachers in the seminary, so that a lot of women do not have to leave their families back at home and come to the U.S.
to bring deaconess ministry to Kenya.
Yeah.
Which is what President Bolle was just speaking about. Deaconess Grace Rao has been teaching students in Liberia and I know in other places as well, so that deaconesses, so women can be raised up as deaconesses to serve in these various ways to bring the mercy and witness of Christ not only to their congregations, but to their community as well. What is unique about your churches? What's unique about the church in India, Pastor Stanley?
Well, the way I see it is the uniqueness basically is in the context in which it is placed. It is placed in a very majoritarian Hindu context where you, as Christians, as a minority community, are called to kind of confess and witness. And that's where I agree. I would also draw inspiration from what Pastor Amos said some time ago. The confessions are important. What you witness is important. And we've been very, very fortunate to have the right teaching at the right time, at the right place. We are the bearers of that gospel, understood through very Lutheran, through Lutheran eyes. And it is so important to share the fact that we base ourselves or ground ourselves on scripture, on faith alone, on grace alone, and on scripture alone. Having said that, the uniqueness, as I said, is the context. It is a majoritarian Hindu context. We have to always be careful about what we say, what we that we do not ruffle too many feathers. We don't create problems for our believers and all that. But also, the other side, the other uniqueness is the communitarian aspect that we kind of find ourselves in. I'm not saying that Americans are not community oriented or there is no love or brotherly love and affection for each other, but it is a little more, the emphasis is more on the community, on being together in an Indian context than, say, when you compare it with an LCMS congregation here in America, where the believer is very much focused on their individual understanding of scripture, their salvation, and all that. Probably that comes with the fact that, yeah, you've advanced so far.
American culture is very individualistic, yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, thanks for that confession. but yes, it is not to say that individualism is good or bad, but if that were that were a problem, even community being in community is also it also has its own problems. But at the same time, when you look at it from a very faith perspective from the perspective of the church in India, that would be one of the uniqueness that we can pinpoint, that it is the context, it is being in community and witnessing as brothers and sisters in Christ, which I would kind of say as our weakness, as our uniqueness. Sorry,
President Bolle, what is unique about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Liberia?
I think I like to give that answer in terms of what my people will say. If you were to ask members of our congregations in Liberia, or if you were even to ask a member of one of our 137 congregations in Liberia, you know, why are you a member of the Lutheran Church, or why do you love the Lutheran Church? This is what he or she will say: because they are a teaching church. That's what people know of. That's you know, like, that's our identity. People say we love teaching. We're always having workshops. We're always having seminars. And we are having workshops in towns and villages, having workshops for our pastors, teaching at our Sunday schools. You know, like, you hear people just make statements like, heaven help those who help themselves. If you say that to our Lutherans or to our members, they will say, where in the Bible can I find that? And actually, as you look through the Bible, you will never see a passage that says, heaven help those who help themselves. As a matter of fact, God helps those who cannot help themselves, in fact. So you know, these are things people say, a lot of things that you can never have them to really point at in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But our people say, we teach directly from the Word of God. Now, that does not mean that we don't try to apply it to the cultural context of our people, but we want to make sure that we have our basis in the Bible. That's our identity. That's what people know us for. They say, I love the Lutheran Church because they are a teaching church.
Very good. That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. Christine, what would you identify as unique about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya?
ELCK is a church that teaches the true gospel, and I like the doctrine of Lutheranism, which is very unique as compared to other denominations mm-hmm. in Kenya. We have a lot of sects coming up right now, and most of them you cannot even know what they believe in, but ELCK is majorly grounded on the gospel. And that communal aspect of the community is, you can realize even when you're in the church. Mm-hmm. So we normally make a joke with some friends, like, we are from different ethnic groups, but we tend to be together until after service, we can stay up to late night. And by the end of the day, we crack a joke that we are Lutherans, we are meant to be together. So it's like, I like the communal aspect of it.
Being from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, if I were to come visit your congregation in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya, what would be familiar to me if there were a language difference? I believe you mentioned in a conversation earlier that the common language there is Swahili, correct?
Yes, we have Swahili as the national language. Mm-hmm.
So if I were to come there, and maybe I know some Swahili, maybe I don't know any Swahili, is there anything that would be familiar to me on when you gather together for divine service, when you gather together for worship?
A lot of things will be very familiar to you, because the way we conduct our services is the same way the ELCMS mm-hmm. conduct their services in the church. So I think there's the one commonality that really unite us together.
President Bolle, if I were to come visit a church in Liberia, if I were to come visit the Evangelical Lutheran Church there, what would be familiar?
Well, there are a few things that will get you connected. Number one, at least you might hear a prelude, of course, where we will sing some choruses, mm-hmm. but at least you will see an invocation in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You will be able to hear confessions and absolution. You'll be able to hear confessions of the faith, where all members of the congregation will either say one of the creeds, you know, either the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, if we're going to say Lord's Supper. And so those things will get you connected, and you will know that you are truly in a church that believes in the confession of the faith. So those things will get you connected. Well, there are some cultural things, like the way we sing our songs, maybe not all from the hymnal. We might sing one or two songs from the hymnal, but basically choruses. Mm-hmm. You might see us clapping our hands and things like that. You might see us maybe even dancing a little bit and things like that. But in all and all, you will be connected because you will hear word, and we will have word and sacrament at the central point of our, or the central object of our worship, and Jesus, you know, being exalted. And above all, a gospel-centered message.
How many links? Thanks to our guest today for talking from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia, the President Amos Boulay, and Reverend Stanish Stanley, from a pastor from India Evangelical Lutheran Church, and Christine Ouko, a deaconess student from the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Kenya. I hope you stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO.